boondoggle.
Boondoggle?
Boondoggle?
What the heck is a boondoggle?
I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Boondoggle,
boondoggle,
boondoggle?
What the heck is a boondoggle?
Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That is right, by the sound of the brass fanfare button. We are in boondoggle week, folks. I am your host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, as always, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Oh, man. It's here. I can't tell you how excited I am about this upcoming week, man. Tomorrow, this time I'll be sitting around a campfire, drinking cold, refreshing beverages with a couple of the early boondogglers. Excited about that for sure. Got a lot to get to tonight. See the chat room still filling up. Appreciate that very much. We got a lot of new faces or new names in the chat room. It's pretty exciting. Man. So let's just jump right into this real quick, shall we? For those of you that have been watching wind forecasts and weather reports and other nonsense, please understand for you out-of-towners who have either A, never been down to Florida or just aren't really used to Florida, wait 5 minutes and the weather forecast will change. I don't believe anything until I see it. So obviously it's right now it's a mess. I mean, they this morning they had it at 40 knot winds, and they had it at 20 knot winds, and they had it at rain and then no rain, and they don't know what it's going to do, man. We're way too far out to even start to think about trying to do to use a weather forecast to try and help you out. And Lord knows, don't go by whatever NOAA says, because NOAA stands for no one is actually aware. I found that out a long time ago, fishing offshore. But you know, it's gonna be fun regardless, either way. I mean, if it's cold. It's not as cold as it is up there by Mr. Greg Crisp up in New Hampshire, I can guarantee you that. If wind blows, that's fine too. We got all kinds of shorelines for you guys to fish, and we got the Thousand Island area where you can go hide in and amongst the islands, and there's areas in the lagoon you can go and get away from the wind, and you got Holliver Canal and all kinds of places. So I'm not really all too concerned about it, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, for you new boondogglers, I just used that word for the first time, boondogglers. You can't worry about what they say the weather's going to do. It's just the fishing is like the sidekick to the boondoggle. Don't forget that. You know, you guys are going to come out, you're going to have a great time, and it's going to be awesome. And if you go out and catch some fish, that's just a bonus. But that's for Rob DeVore. I've got a caller from the 904 area code. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Yes, Redfish Jack, Brandon.
Oh, what's going on, Brandon?
Nothing. Listen in for the updates.
Yeah, man. You want to stay on hold there for a minute?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. Let's see. Okay, real quick, a couple of new things I want to let everybody know about. Wednesday night, I noticed there was a lot of folks that are talking about coming into town on Wednesday night. Feel free if you'd like to, or Wednesday daytime, feel free if you'd like to come on up to Kayaks by Bo in Titusville. Tom and his wife Lynn are opening up the shop Wednesday evening for a little meet and greet, if you will, there. It's not that far of a drive from Cars Park, talking maybe 30 minutes, if that. So, you know, it'd be a nice little way to break up the monotony of sitting out in the, at the campground for a little while. And definitely check out a cool local kayak shop there. Thursday night, as we've discussed before, Thursday night we're going to have an open house at Handler Fishing Supply, located on Merritt Island. That store is about 15 minutes or so from Cars Park, depending upon whether or not you get caught on the caught by the drawbridge. It goes across the barge canal, which is another great place to fish, by the way, especially if it's windy. Friday, as everybody knows, will be the meet and greet, basically what it is, social hour, social time, if you will. It's a good opportunity to kind of meet your fellow boondocklers and hang out, get to know one another, whatever, shake hands, that kind of thing. Cars Park will be doing hamburgers and hot dogs at that point. So if anybody's interested in grabbing some grub and not having to cook for themselves on Friday, Cars Park will have hamburgers and hot dogs available along with chips, soda, or beer. All weekend, Cars Park is going to be pouring beers for $1 a cup. So if you don't want to mess with bringing a cooler and all that stuff, but you want to drink a cup of cold beers, feel free. They're $1 a cup, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to bring our Wednesday night host, Mark Wheeler, back in on the line. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, man?
You know it, man. Just excited. You know what I'm up to. I'm just excited, man, getting ready for this thing. But I'm going to bring you in so you can kind of help me out tonight with the – are you looking at the chat room?
No.
Oh, well, then you're worthless. Yeah, do that for me. So – because there's a lot of folks in the chat room, and if someone's asking a question or whatever, it's going to fly by before I'll get a chance to see it because I'm not really paying much attention to it.
All right, I'm going to go on mute so I can walk to the house, and
yeah,
then I'll
sounds good.
Come back on.
Sounds good. Also, folks, Cars Park will have the power cables or the adapters that are necessary to use at the RV sites for rent-ish on a refundable deposit. So basically it's a deposit. You put down a $10 deposit. When you bring the plug back, you get your 10 bucks back, kind of on the honor system. So just, you know, take that if you will, if you need it. Saturday, of course, is what I would like to deem as the big day of the boondoggle. I know we're going to have a bunch of people driving in Saturday as well. So Saturday afternoon or early evening, we're going to have a little raffle for all the kids. So if you guys are planning on coming and bringing your children, if they're 12 and under, each kid will get a ticket. And all of the kids are guaranteed to win something. So whether it's a couple packs of plastics or some pliers or whatever I got, I know I'm going to have a rod and reel combo to give away. Kayaks by Bo has donated a little kayak to give away as well. So feel free to do that. What time is the meet and greet on Friday? Good question there, Melita. Excuse me. I think we should probably get rolling with that sometime around 6:30, 7 o'clock. That sounds like a pretty good time. I mean, that gives us enough time to kind of, hang out, man. There's going to be a lot of folks there. So, I mean, I call it meet and greet. I mean, whatever you want to call it, the social time will be spent probably, I'd say, from about 6:30, 7 o'clock on, would probably be a good time. It starts to get dark about that time. So it sounds good to me. Where was I going with that? Oh, Saturday. So the kids raffle, that'll be, like I said, that'll be Saturday, early evening before the dinner. Now the dinner, I'm kind of in the, kind of in the air with the dinner, whether or not we start the dinner at about 5:30 or 6 o'clock. The reason why I'm in the air about it is, depending upon the weather, if it's cold in the morning on Saturday, most of you folks will probably want to go out and fish. And later on in the morning. So rather than waking up at 0:30 to get out there for no reason when the fish are all still comatose, if you get out there about 10 o'clock in the morning and you fish till, say, 4, give everybody a chance to get back, kind of get cleaned up a little bit and hit the dinner. I'd say about 5:30, 6 o'clock for the dinner, which will consist of Sonny's Barbecue, if you should so choose to join us in that. There'll be tickets available for sale for the dinner all weekend long. And basically what you need to do is, if you're an adult, your plate's going to cost you $10. If you're a kid, plate's going to cost you $5. Sonny's is going to do pulled pork or chicken on the bone, coleslaw, beans, and either tea, lemonade, whatever. So there you go. That's for the adults. And then the kids will have chicken on the bone and macaroni and cheese, and again, tea or lemonade. So that should work out pretty well. But without further ado, I just noticed that my first guest has joined me there on the phone line. I'd like to welcome Mr. Terry Allen Sturgeon to the line and to the show of T. Allen Rods. How's it going, Terry?
It's going great, Redfish. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good. Excited about the boondoggle, excited about this entire week's events, man. And I couldn't be more happy and more thankful for your participation in the door prizes, man. Looking forward to seeing those sweet rods that I've heard so much about.
I'm hoping to get a lot of exposure with this. So you guys, I know Rory's got a bunch of, or got some of them that he's going to show off. So these are the new microwave system. So if you've been listening to Doug Hannon, the bass professor, these are his babies. But we kind of fine-tuned them, and now we're putting them out there. So we're going to be the first to have these. So anybody that wins this raffle, will have a very unique rod. There's none of them on the market right now.
Yeah, that's what me and Rory were talking yesterday about it, and all he keeps doing, man, is raving about them for sure, and talking about the guide system. He says, man, they're so sick, I had to pick one up for myself. So looking forward to it. I think that Rory told me that you're donating a spinning rod and a bait casting rod.
Yeah, we've given him one of each. The microwave is a 7/8, 8-15, and it's going to be whoever, like I said, it's a good casting rod. It's really amazing. You gotta play with it a little bit. It's not something that you're gonna, you know, get out there and really throw hard. You want to slow it down just like you would a fly rod and kind of load it up. But whoever wins it is gonna have a really, really a lot of fun, because it's gonna revolutionize the market. Really is. And then the other is a bait caster, a 7/2. I think it's an 8-15 or a 10-20. But we're coming out with a kayak series. Should have it out probably in the next 2 or 3 months. So we're gonna have a whole series that will be dedicated to nothing but the kayak fishing.
Very cool. Now, let me start off by asking you, man, how did you get into doing rods, and did you start off just building your own stuff, or did you just kind of jump into it feet first?
Well, I had three boys, and they were rough on stuff, and they were constantly breaking eyes, and I got tired of actually buying new rods, and, you know, so I started just fixing them, and that kind of led into, you know, there's a kit online, so I ended up buying something, and, you know, I got it through, the first one, I got it back in, I think it was 1996, that I actually built the first one, and it was just, you know, it's one of those you go, yeah, okay, I'm never going to use this again, but, you know, it just kind of, it helped me, you know, just gradually find the blanks that I was really looking for. And I started really building for myself, and had guys come up to me and say, man, where can I get this? And I go, well, you really can. So I started building things for specific spinner baits, top water, and as it would fish with me, get on the boat, ended up saying, well, I'd like to buy one. I just kind of led into one thing. And then for the last couple of years, I've been building about 375 rods a year. And,
wow.
And just getting too old, so I can't do that anymore. So, but we are we're mass producing these. We're going to hopefully to get them in the stores and get them out there. So Florida's our market right now. So we're looking forward to kicking off the Frank Sargent show and then and doing some other areas around the state. So we're coming to a tackle store near you.
Nice, nice. So let me ask you this, man. Being hooked up with Rory and everything, do you kayak fish at all?
No. Frank, Rory's dad's been trying to get me in a kayak for a long time, and it's probably going to happen this month. So we're going to hopefully get out and do a little red fishing and maybe some trout fishing out of a kayak. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. It's an addiction for sure, and I'm sure you'll find that to be the case once you finally get in a kayak. Real quick, man, I know you've got a website. You want to plug your website real quick?
Well, the tallenrods.net right now is up. The .com is coming. It should be up, we're hoping, in the next couple weeks. You'll literally be able to go on the .com. It'll be www.tallenrods.com, and you'll be able to build your rod right online. You'll be able to build it, pay for it, and it'll ship right offline. So we're putting a little bit of time in this, so it's not quite up and running just yet, but you can get me on www.tallenrods.net right now. But give us a couple weeks, and the other site's going to be up and running real good. So,
and do you have?
Sorry about that.
Do you have a Facebook page as well?
Yes, T. Allen Rods. That's this is a whole new area for me as far as the Facebook and the Twitter and everything. So I'm learning, but it's a lot of fun. We're starting to post a lot of pictures. I have a charter business here in Jacksonville, and we're catching a lot of fish right now. And it's been a really, really good year already.
Nice. Well, I know one thing's for sure, man. Usually guys who walk away from the Boondoggle raffle prizes with stuff definitely tend to talk all about it on Facebook, and we definitely try and push them to do so. I challenge whoever wins the one or the other T. Allen rods that are being donated that you fish it right away. That's that Sunday morning, and if you just so happen to catch a fish at the Boondoggle on it, take a really good picture, bring it by, and let me see it. And if you post the picture to Facebook, I'll give you an extra prize. How about that?
Absolutely.
So that'll work. Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, that's what it's all about, you know. I mean, the idea of the Boondoggle originally started off as just a way for us to get a couple of folks together that we see on all of the different boards and forums and whatnot to listen to our show or the group of shows we have. We actually have four kayak fishing radio shows: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's now blossomed into what this upcoming Boondoggle appears to be, which is more of a festival type atmosphere where we're going to eventually try and maybe look into having more vendors show up and guys like yourself who have products that they want to kind of put in front of your target demographic, which is right now, I mean, obviously fishermen/kayakers. So,
absolutely.
You know, the exposure that you should receive from this event, my friend, should be very, very good. So, we're definitely going to give Rory an opportunity on Friday night to, if you'd like to get up and talk about your rods a little bit there on stage. And, you know, anybody who's donated anything to the door prizes, and I'm going to go over that list once me and you are done here really quick, and because it's a long one, I'm going to give them all the same idea. So, I mean, all the same chance. So we'll definitely have to do that. But listen, man, again, it's tallenrods.net right now.
Right now. But please write down the tallenrods.com because it's going to be a really nice site. It's going to be interactive. You're going to be able to actually literally go. Captains around the state will have their link there. So if you click on a portion of the state, it'll actually take you to that portion. And they'll tell you what they're fishing for and what they're catching in that area. So it's going to be pretty intense. So write the .com down. It'll be up in a couple weeks.
Very cool, man. Sounds good. Well, listen, I definitely appreciate your donation and appreciate your time tonight. And let's get you back on the show again as a guest in the future where I can give you a little bit more time, man.
Anytime, you just let me know. I'll be happy to. And I'm glad to be on board with what you guys are doing down there. So if I can set up a booth next year, just let me know, and we'll come visit.
Sounds good, man. I definitely appreciate it. Have a good one.
Redfish Chat, thanks.
Yeah, man. See ya. So, awesome, man. Looking forward to seeing those for sure. Those are going to be killer. That's the T. Allen Rods. Again, he's donating us a bait caster and a spinner rod for the Boondoggle Door prizes. Let's see. I know I got Paul on the line there. Paul, if you'll hang on for me, man, for just a minute, I'll get to you real quick. I just want to give everybody a crazy rundown of all of the supporters of the door prizes for Saturday night, and I'm just going to go quick, so bear with me. BloodyDex.com is donating some shirts and other accessories. Captain Alex has given us a kayak charter to give away. D. Kaminsky giving us a kayak charter to give away. Overboard Rods is donating kayak rods. Pure Fishing gave us a Revo Inshore Baitcaster, which is sick. Some shirts, a couple tackle bags, some gulp. Elusive Tails is donating some swag. Kayaks Webbo is donating the kids' kayak as well as a few other items, and they're also opening up, as I said before, for Wednesday night for some fun-filled festivities there at the shop. Harry Goods Outdoor Shop, Richard from Harry Goods came through again in a big way. We got tons of clothing from him, some cables for your sunglasses, some lures. Corey Allen has donated a muskie/trip charter with him up in Tennessee. If you guys will ever get up that way and do a kayak trip with Corey Allen, that guy catches giant muskies from kayaks, man. It's awesome.
That, Chuck, is a trip that I think everyone needs to do. It is. I went down the rivers that he fishes, and good Lord, if you don't see 5 or 10 muskies, and I'm not talking like 30-inch muskies, I'm talking like 40-inch, 50-inch muskies following your bait in.
Right.
You know, you had a really bad day.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Awesome stuff.
The guy's legit. So, yeah, he's given us a trip to give away. Fish Skins Clothing's given us some clothing to give away. Logic Lures gave us a giant box of their tandem rigs to give away. Chad Hoover from Hook One came through with not one, not two, not three, but 10 $50 gift cards to give away. Adrian over at Handler Fishing Supply opened up his doors again Thursday night to us to come in there. He's going to give us some deals there at the shop. And then also, too, he's donating a rod and reel combo for the kids raffle and a bunch of other stuff. Fish My Yak is donating some stuff. Shebe Outdoors, Fired Up Charters with Captain Chris Cameron's giving away a 5-hour shark fishing trip for 4 people out of Port Canaveral. Obsessive Kayak Fishing is donating some stuff. Corey Ruth from Ruthless Outdoors, he's given us a TFO rod combo to give away. Brian and Christy Stauffer giving us a 4-hour kayak trip with them in the Forgotten Coast, I believe, in Florida to give away. Brad Spaulding from Brassy Hooker giving us a half day for 4 people offshore trip out of Port Canaveral to give away. Salty Shores, Sam Root came through with some iPhone cases and some koozies, some decals as well. Robert Vaughn giving away a 4-hour kayak trip with him. Chris Lutz of Lutz Lures gave us a beautiful kayak rod to give away. Brown's Taxidermy came through again in a big way with a beautiful redfish mount. Mike Bainter came through with a beautiful trout print to give away. Chris Sensi of Slayer Inc. is giving away not only about 200 bags of the soft plastics, but he's also giving us a trip for two to fish with him in Jacksonville aboard one of his skiffs, in which you'll walk off of his boat with a bunch of stuff as well, which will be killer. That's page one. I'm moving on to page two. Derek Fatfish Burgess from over in Tampa way. He's given us a 4-hour kayak fishing charter for two. Luther over at Yak Attack's given us a special black pack, I believe is what that's what it's called, right? Black pack?
Yep. Paycheck.
excuse me, Black Dog Custom Rods. Lenny, our good friend Lenny, has given us a rod to give away. Black Dog Bait and Tackle has given us some stuff to give away. Brad from Inshore Powerboats has given us some stuff to give away. Mark and Chris Lozier, our Tuesday night hosts, the Double L's, are giving us a kayak trip to give away. Tom, I can never pronounce your last name, Tom. Matuch, whatever. Sorry, brother. Yep, that too. Giving us an original canvas print to give away. Tailing Toads has given us gloves to give away. RCI Optics has given us glasses to give away. Orca Coolers donated a 75-quart cooler to give away. Polar Bear Coolers gave us 4 Polar Bear Coolers to give away. Hailbrand Leatherworks. Let me tell you something. If you guys are looking for a man bag, I'm telling you, this thing is ridiculous. Like, I want to win this bag. It's a beautiful, custom, hand-done leather bag. It's got some camouflage on it, so it doesn't look girly at all. It looks kind of you know, manly. He's given that up. He's given that up for us to give away. Wang Anchors gave us 2 8-foot Wang Anchors. You can hang out with your Wang out. River Palm Cottages gave us another stay. They hooked us up down in Chokoloski. They did it again. Strike Zone Fishing down in Melbourne's given us a bunch of stuff to give away, including stuff for the kids' raffle prizes. As you just heard, T. Allen Rods gave us 2 custom rods. Fish on Art by Del Cahoon has given us a nice little snook carving out of wood. Sure Set Jigs has given us some jigs to give away. Adventurous Custom Rods has given us a custom rod to give away. Captain Mark Wright donated a bunch of Exude baits to give away. Joe Vargo from Something Fishy Custom Rods gave us a gift certificate. Nick Dieroff gave us a bunch of Barbie stuff to give away. If you're questioning why he'd give away a bunch of Barbie stuff, well, it's Nick. He's Captain Barbie. So if you haven't seen his Barbie Rod Challenge on Facebook, check it out. He's given us a bunch of stuff to give away. Fish in Florida Radio, of course, not to leave them guys out at all or have them be last or whatever. I can't say enough about what Steve Chapman and Mike Ortego and Boudreaux have done to help us promote this thing. They allowed me to come into the show and, you know, hang out and talk about the boondoggle. And I know it drives Steve nuts to hear about the boondoggle all the time, but he provided us with the nice sound bites that you hear. And, you know, those guys are just awesome, man. Tackle Webs, of course, Captain Mike Ortego. He's going to be calling in here shortly. Captain Mike is doing the Big Fish Bounty. And with the Big Fish Bounty, we're going to, if you have a Tackle Webs bag attached to the back of your kayak or on your kayak somewhere and you catch the biggest fish of the weekend, you will receive a cash prize and a sticker that you can show off to all your friends on your vehicle to prove that you are the baddest dude from the boondoggle. Also, too, wait a second here, real quick. He'll have those bags available, too, at the boondoggle. Yak City is also doing a Big Fish Bounty as well. So if you're interested in getting into that, we'll have more information for that here shortly. And I think you're going to have a sticker or something like that in a photo for his. I'm not sure. Maybe you can post up in the chat room. But back to Mike Ortego. The guy's legit. If you guys don't have a Tackle Webs storage system on your kayak presently, you need one. I'm telling you, it is awesome. There is it's just crazy. It has saved me from having to tote a whole bunch of extra crap with me out to the water. I keep 2 of them on my kayak seat that I use all the time on my Jackson, one below the seat and one on the back of the seat. Yeah, it's going to be sick. And it may be somebody. Oh, there is. There's a few people I forgot. Look at this, man. My bad. Time Out Sport and Ski up in South Carolina. Those folks are donating a couple of really nice prizes. Yakaholics hooked us up with a bunch of really cool shirts, man. Some Jersey-style fishing shirts. Mike Conin from the Space Coast Kayak Angler Group gave me a sweet framed picture, a signed picture art, which is 2 palm trees in a beach scene. It's beautiful, man, and it's like I say, it's numbered and it's in a really nice frame. Who else? Man. Drew, I can't ever pronounce his last name either. Drew Chicone, something like that, from Orvis. I apologize, man, for killing your last name. Or he donated a bunch of beautiful custom tied flies. And Angler Innovations, USA, those guys donated some rod jackets as well, almost like a rod sock, you know, to protect your fishing poles. You can check them out at anglerinnovationsusa.com. So let me breathe now. Give me a second. I'm going to hit a button. I said rod sock. Awesome.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. Real quick, Yak City says the biggest fish with the decal in the logo posted on our Facebook page. Before Sunday, we'll get a 24-pack polar bear cooler with a bunch of tackle in it. So there you go. And I forgot one. I don't know how I forgot another. I'm sure I forgot a few others. My next guest is going to be giving away a few lures for folks to try as well. That would be Mr. Paul from Unfair Lures. And I'm gonna get to Paul in just a second, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't forget Big Finn. Those guys are donating some stuff as well. So, but Paul, my friend, it's been a long time. I've been trying to get you on the show for a while, man. And for whatever reason, we haven't been able to get you on, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing, man? I suffer from old timers, man. I tell you, 8 o'clock when I see it's showtime, it's bedtime.
I got you, man. I got you. How's it been, man? Tell me how are things in the world of Unfair Lures right now?
I tell you, Chuck, you know, I came to America with a dream, man, with these lures, and I have just been so humbled and blessed by the performance of the baits. Guys are ripping lips and stretching string all over Florida. They've, in a very short space of time, you know, on the East Coast, in the dealers that have got them, become the fastest selling baits there and the most fish catching baits. So we're very excited, man, and they're inexpensive. You know, I didn't want to go to the $15-$20 plug range. They're all under $10 and they are loaded.
Yeah, I got to say real quick, folks, for those of you that are at the Virginia Beach boondoggle, Paul came by the shop up there at Kayaks with O and showed us some awesome plugs. He's got probably the most realistic shrimp, hard bait shrimp that I've ever seen in my life. I saw that bait at ICAST in a fish tank, and it blew my mind then. And he gave me a handful of them to go out and throw, and I've been impressed with them, man. They're awesome plugs. Every one of them is just like, you've done a great job as far as tweaking them down, and as you had told me at the shop, you took your time to really make sure that all of the lures were exactly what you wanted, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, Chuck, very few people, you know, that fish Unfair Lures know that I used to have a company called Success Flies that used to manufacture kinky fiber and polar fiber and all those fly tying materials. And my Unfair Lures come from a 350 species background on a fly rod.
Wow.
And what makes fly fishing typically so, you know, productive is that good fly tires can very accurately match the hatch. And what I wanted to do with the Unfair Lures is to bring out a range of baits that have not only never been seen before, but that are loaded in favor of the fishermen. For example, I have an engineering background. So, you know, when you consider, let's say, a snook, for example, always when you look at a picture of a snook, you see one lateral line. But that's a monodirectional view. It has two lateral lines. So pretty much all predators in the water, all fish in the water, always listen sonically with two lateral lines. In other words, they get a stereoscopic distance and exact picture of whatever they're eating. This is quite technical, but so, you know, pretty often when guys are fishing, you know, let's say, for example, in the mullet run, You can pull any generic plug you want through in the Mellotron and you will not catch fish. You always typically struggle. But when you get accurate, in other words, you take, like my Paul's Dinker mullet, it is laser scanned after a live mullet, and we've patented that. So it is an exact copy of a live mullet. So when you pull it under the water, it gives off the same sonic signature that a finger mullet does. So the result is that there's less hesitation to bite because it's not a strange sound above, you know, above that predator, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
So, you know, the mullets... you know, they, not only have they got an exact sonic signature, but we've added a little a 50-pound swivel on the front, which, you know, with all day fishing, especially with braid, you know, will stop tangling issues. It will reduce twist in your line. And it acts as a little lever, giving a much better side-to-side twitch bait action, that little swivel. And then for guys that are particular, you know, I know a lot of our fishermen are very conservative and they like to, you know, for example, take fish with single hooks. Now, with most hard baits, if you want to swap out a treble with a single, you got to use a second split ring. Otherwise, your hook rides sideways. Now, you'll notice on all the Paul's lures, like the mullet and the shrimp and the greenie, et cetera, and even the rip and flash, the hook hangers are transverse. In other words, you take the treble off and you put a single hook on and it rides like a scorpion tail at the back. And the hook underneath, you take that one off. You can leave it off if it's grassy. Otherwise, what you do is you can put a hook on there and it rides like a plow, like a dredge.
Right.
So, anyways, and then, you know, we've got those little hydrodynamic swimming fins on the lures, which give them a beautiful side-to-side cavitation that swims like a regular fish does.
Well,
anyways, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is there's a whole bunch of folks in the chat room that would probably love to see what your lures look like if they haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
Your website is simple, right? Unfairlures.com.
Just unfairlures.com, and it's a very elementary website. A lot of information on there, and you know, I have. Posted it on the Facebook page, but I'm offering a little contest for some of your listeners in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, and the is it what we discussed before?
Yeah, that's going to be, we've got some prizes that we're giving away. You know, obviously you've got three stacked boxes of unfair lures, you know, for the boondoggle.
Yeah, man,
and
looking
then,
forward to that.
And then what we want to do is announce it on the radio as of now. The first 10 callers that email me off my website, there is a contact there. The first 10 emails I receive will all get a complimentary pack of unfair lures to fish on the boondoggle, and we'll hand those out with you on Friday.
There you go.
So the first 10 callers that email, or the first 10 guys that email off the website, the first 10 emails are open, they each win.
There you go. So get on it, folks. Open up another browser window.
So if there are more guys that email in, then, you know, we certainly will not make them feel like losers if they didn't win. We'll bless them, too.
There you go, man. So,
not
so folks, yeah, man. There's. I was gonna say, be careful, man. There's 53 people that are in the chat room alone right now. I don't know how many are listening to the show live, and how many are listening to us via the our new app on iPhone or Android products. But make sure that you jump on to Paul's unfairlures.com website. Send him an email off the website saying that you heard him here, and you're going to the boondoggle. And the first 10 get a nice prize pack, and then he says he says he won't make anybody feel like losers. So and he won't, man. He's gonna take care of us so well for the door prizes there at the boondoggle.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
can of worms right there.
Yeah. You know, I've all my life heard about the fabled Mosquito Lagoon, and I had an opportunity to go with somebody about probably a month ago. And I was told that the Mosquito Lagoon is soft plastics, everything weedless, you know. And unfortunately, I don't have soft plastics yet. The word is yet, boy.
Yet.
Yet. But anyways, when I bring soft plastics up, they will be kick butt, man. They'll be not generic at all. You know, Chuck, we fished my little dog slider. That's a little top water, walk the dog little lure with a little cut face on the front that spits when you walk him. It's like a little coop, 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 you know.
Right.
I fished that, and I fished a little slow suspend mullet. And between myself and a friend of mine who's been there once or twice before, we had an 80-plus fish day.
Nice.
And I posted it on the Unfair Lures Facebook page. I tell you what, we drilled the fish, Chuck. It was amazing. And then I had a chance to go back with Captain Ken Parker, my first light charter, about a week later too. And it was just after one of those major cold winds, and we did well. We struggled, but I tell you, when we got a lure in front of a fish, it ate. So it was great.
That's sweet, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll tell you what. My first impression, like I said before, with your lures, man, is that there's a lot of lures out there that are really, really nice and they have their place and everything. But when you see the fit and finish of what you're putting out, the hooks that you use are incredibly sharp. I can tell you from experience. Be careful.
Yep, he knows as well. He went to the emergency room with a greenie in his forefinger. Boom, gone.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And the first time I threw the shrimp and I watched it kick back at me, I was like, oh, man, you've done it, Paul. You figured it out, man. That thing has got just some nasty, nasty action. And the big trout that are laying in potholes right now would fall victim to those shrimp for sure. Your Facebook page, is it just Unfair Lures? Is the Facebook page?
Yeah, just Unfair Lures, yeah. Unfair Lures on Facebook, and then you know, I also have a personal Facebook page as well. It's just Paul M. Van Rienen, but I suppose you know, once you're on the Unfair Lures, you can figure your way out to get to mine. But you know what was so cool about fishing the lagoon too, Chuck, was that we had a number of tailing fish, you know, and those tailing fish pretty much. We'd throw the shrimp in front of it, the floating shrimp, and we would just twitch it on the surface. And when those old redfish, when they got their heads out of the grass and they saw this perfect shrimp profile above them, it was the coolest thing to hear a 5-gallon bucket slap on the water. It was absolutely cool. You know, it was a new experience for me too. But kaboom, you know, and it was in. Very, very cool. So.
Yeah, well, look, man, I could tell you one thing's for sure. When Tom and Lynn expand Kayaks by Bow and open up the tackle side of things, we're definitely going to have to stock the Unfair Lures for sure. I'm a fan, man.
We're excited about the guys that have bought the lures, but you know, for me, Unfair Lures is not about getting into the big corporate institutions, you know, because they are killing the small tackle shops in America.
Right.
We are only available in the independent stores where all the guys get their local information and their rod and reel repairs and, you know, the mom and pop shops, man. We are for them, you know.
Yeah, and the price point is perfect, under $10 for every lure. I mean, you can't hardly beat it.
It's like I said, you know, we are not interested in making, you know, $6 or $8 on 3,000 lures sold. You know, I'd rather make a dollar and sell 200,000 lures.
Yeah, well, that's a good business plan.
No brainer, that one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, I got a question for you. I can promise you that you've already gotten more than 10 emails. Do you want me to put you on hold real quick? You can go and check, and then maybe we can announce who the first 10 were here.
Definitely. I'll just have a look now quickly too.
Go right ahead. And while you do that, I'm going to hit a button real quick, man. Just because it's
fantastic.
About that time to hit a button.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that beer pour right there. We're probably going to hear a lot of that this weekend. Again, don't forget we're going to have dollar beers available through Cars Park. They also have a camp store. Don't forget about the camp store. They sell 12 packs of beer, 6 packs of beer. They're going to have plenty of charcoal. They're going to have. Yep, they have plenty of firewood. So, you know, please, please, please take advantage of that. Oh, and don't forget, you can't go wrong with astronaut ice cream. Just saying. If you have never eaten astronaut ice cream, get on it. It's delicious. So there you go. Paul, did you get your email up yet, bud?
Cheap as this. Where do I start?
Yeah, where do you start? Yeah, so that's the power of Kayak Fishing Radio, man.
Yes, sir. I tell you, welcome to. Okay, great. I'm just writing a few names down here. all righty, we will keep the guys in suspense. I've got the first one to call in is Mike Conine.
Nice.
Congratulations to Mike. And the second email is Janine Mayery.
Right on.
Janine Mayery. So fantastic, man. It's lovely to see a lady that fishes too. The third one is Justin Ritchie, my mate Justin. I've done some Facebooking with Justin. Justin's a hardcore fisho as well. By the way, you know, all guys that own unfair lures are called fishos. F-I-S-H-O, but capital F, uppercase F, fishos. That's an unfair lure fisherman, an unfair fisherman. The fourth guy is Joshua Slager.
Nice.
Joshua Slager, excellent, man. Okay. I swear I've got 200 here, Chuck, not 50. Mark Nomovitz.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I'm actually meant to get with Mark as well sometime. I met Mark at ICAST. Alrighty, fisherman number five. This is Pepe Vidal, and I'm going to the Boondoggle. Pepe Vidal.
Pepe, there you go. Pepe Freeze. Yeah, Pepe's my he's my partner for the Adventure World Fishing Championship that's going to be down in Everglades City the first and second of next month. So good job. We'll use those things to our advantage down there.
Okay. Robert Lee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seventh is Robert Lee. He's a blessed guy as well. And then we've got Austin Rouse.
There you go, Austin.
Cool, Austin. I hope I'm pronouncing the guy's names correctly. It's Austin Rouse. And then we've got George Pilant.
There you go.
George Pilant. Or Pilant. P-Y-L-A-N-T. And then we got a hero in the water. Who's that? Jim One Dolan.
Jim Dolan. There you go.
Jim Dolan. Heroes
yep.
on the water.
Yep. Jim Dolan. He is the president of Heroes on the Water.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Very good.
You know what? I'm just feeling so excited about this, man. What I'm going to do now, of the rest of the people, I'm going to pick every third one and we'll give 5 more prizes away. How's that?
Oh, that's awesome, man. You're
is
a good
cool
man.
Is that cool.
That
good with you, Chuck?
That works for me, brother.
Yeah, man. We got Joe Macchini. Joe Macchini. M-A-C-C-I-N-I. I believe that's Macchini. And then we go 3 names up. And we've got Steve McNerney.
All right, cool.
Do you know most of these guys, Chuck?
Yeah, yeah. I know quite a few of them. All of them will be at the Boondoggle, man, so it's going to be good. These are all, I'll tell you what, Paul, these are all good people to have your lures in their hands. They do a lot
excellent.
Of work on Facebook.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, I'm very excited about everybody that I meet, man. You know, the yakkers are pretty much a good class of fishermen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not guys that are fillet and release for the most part. And alrighty, we've got our third to last winner, and that's David Tidwell.
Right on.
David Tidwell. I hope these guys are listening.
Yeah, man. Just keep that list handy with you, man, when you come down to the boondoggle. When are you going to come in? Are you going to stay with us all weekend or what?
No, I'm coming in on Friday, so I'll catch up with you Friday during the day. And then, you know, so that we can set up and get all the prizes up there together that we're going to give to the guys and also give you your prizes. And then we just want to hang out. And, you know, if there's any other guys that want to buy some unfair lures, we will be available.
Very cool.
The second last is Robbie Delaney.
There you go, Robert Delaney. Very cool, man. Awesome.
Robbie Delaney. All righty.
Awesome. Well, everybody, like
and
I said,
then,
don't forget to... What's that?
All right. There's some cheaters here amongst the guys. There's some guys that have entered about six times.
Yeah, man, that's right. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, I guess.
I'll tell you what, here's a guy that I haven't met but like to meet, have chatted on Facebook. Our last winner is none other than Mark Wheeler.
You're talking to him right now. Mark Wheeler's on the line.
Is he?
Awesome.
Cancel, cut.
I can
cool, Mark. Wonderful, man. Wonderful. So there we have 15 guys that will get some lures from us.
That's awesome, man.
And it'll be just nice for the guys to fish them and see what we catch and start a whole new craze, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul, man, I appreciate your time tonight, and I want again, just like I told, Terry from T. Allen Rods, I'd love to have you back on, man, where I can give you some more time on the show. I got so much to get to leading up to this.
Yeah, I know, man. I know you've got a whole heap of stuff to do, but I appreciate the privilege of chatting with you, Chuck. You know, and just want to tell all the boondogglers and the guys in the chat room out there. God is good all the time.
Yes, he is.
Everything perfect comes down from the God of lights, man, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's a good God. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Well, Paul, man, once again, it's... I hear you. Listen, Paul, everybody real quick, Paul, if everybody wants to get a hold of you again, your Facebook page is Unfair
it's
Lures.
Yeah, it's Unfair Lures Facebook page. And the guys can email me also at paul@unfairlures.com. Sometimes, you know, that's paul@unfairlures.com. I don't always get to my emails like right away, but I always answer all the emails.
Well, man, again,
and,
I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, man, and I'm always ready for a testing session of lures. We've got fabulous lures coming when I come back from China. Most of the guys don't know my lures are made in China, but for example, sakes, my mullet, the rip and slash, and the greenie have five components made in the USA that we proudly have made here. We take it to China, we assemble there, and we bring it back here. And my Chinese people have agreed that by 2014, 2015, if our sales warrant it, we will have a complete finishing plant in Indian River County.
Very nice.
So we are doing something for the tackle industry and for the individually owned stores, and we are passing back every cent of saving to the fishermen, you know?
Very nice. Sounds good, yeah. Brother. Appreciate it, man.
God bless all the listeners, man. Thanks very much for your time.
Absolutely, man. We'll see you on Friday.
Cool, dude. See you
later, buddy.
Bye.
Wow, look at Paul coming through. So everyone's gonna get everyone's gonna have an opportunity to win some of the unfair lures there at the Boondoggle on Saturday night. He's giving us a whole pile to give away. We definitely appreciate that. That's crazy, man. Who is Chuck? Yeah. From Paul, we go to one of my favorite people, Mr. Captain Mike Ortego. How are you, brother?
Hey, buddy. What's happening, man?
Sorry to keep you on hold so long, bro.
No, man. Hell, let's put Paul back on and give away some more stuff, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you. The guy's incredible.
He's good. He's a good guy, man. Him and his wife, and really got some cool lures, man. A shrimp or something else, man.
Absolutely.
And the finger mullies he's got is awesome too. So.
Yeah. Cool. Well, listen.
No time short now, so.
No, it's not. Man. Listen, hold on a second. I could tell you how much time I got. I got 32 minutes and 16 seconds to fill if I want to, so we got plenty of time for you, brother.
All right, good.
Yep,
enough.
Yeah, of course.
Following up that last one, you know.
Yeah. So how many tackle webs are you giving away tonight, Mike? No, I'm just kidding, man. No, listen, obviously I spoke about it earlier. Your
yes.
product is incredible. You know I love it.
Thank you very much.
Proud to represent
Appreciate
you. Proud to represent you down in the Everglades at the tournament down there.
Yeah, man. Sounds like it's going to be quite the event, man.
Yeah, it's got nothing on the boondoggle. So let's just dive right into it, man. We spoke with you before here on the show about
yep.
tackle webs. Most people should know what a tackle webs bag is. If you don't know what a tackle webs bag is, enlighten us, Mike.
Well, it's a nice pouch. You know, it's very versatile. It goes pretty much anywhere. We have a bunch of different designs, and really the 16s and the 12s have been, you know, what a lot of the kayakers have been using on their kayaks. You've used them on their seats and so forth. And so what we're doing, a little fun for Boondoggle, is everybody who has a tackle webs, we're putting out a Big Fish bounty. It's $100 cash, and you also get a nice little decal that says Big Fish Bounty Hunter with the tackle webs on and a bullseye. And that's only going to be given to people that have won a bounty from one of our tackle webs bounties that we put out throughout the year. And so it's a little bit of a bragging right. And they'll have a special shirt made that says Big Tackle Webs Big Fish Bounty Champion. I think Gator Dave is putting that together. So a little swag here and there. And, you know, go out there, check out the tackle webs. I'll be out there Friday hanging with you. And, you know, I won't have a ton of stuff, but I'll have some stuff there. You try on a kayak, so if you got your kayak, bring it on up. You know, we'll try out different bags that we'll have there and, you know, see how it fits best for the kayak. And so you can see, you know, if you've got a certain kind of kayak, you know, we can see how it fits and I can show you, you know, best way to rig it up, what you can put in it, and so forth and so on. And that way we kind of talk about it, give, you know, some feedback from the kayak community. And the cool thing is we've just got word today, we've got a couple other things that'll be out there that'll be new to kayakers. The first and foremost is we made a custom designed tackle webs for the Yak Attack Black Pack.
Nice.
So I'll have a handful of those out there. We're going to put one on that black pack that Luther donated to the Boondoggle, so it'll be in there. So if you win that, you'll automatically be in the bounty.
Race. Sweet.
So that'll be out there for guys that have that. Come on by, check it out. It's really cool. Design, custom designed right to fit onto that backpack and be able to hold a 360 plano box and be able to lock it in really well. So anybody, you know, takes a dive with it, you don't lose all your tackle, so forth. So that's going to be something that's pretty cool that only people at Boondoggle will be able to see. At least they'll be the first ones to be able to see it. And then we also have some other smaller bags of Velcro type. We basically put together for for some Hobies that we're starting on, and it'll be a four pack for Hobies. It'll be the old type of Hobie seat, a bag that fits on the back of that can be installed, and then one under the hatch and two on the sides, two small pouches to the sides. So we'll have a few of those out there too to show people and let them check it out too. So. And,
killing it,
that's
Mike.
It, man. You've got a lot of opportunities. You know, Handler's having that nice little soiree on Thursday. He's got Andrew's got them there. It's a great opportunity to pick one up while you're there. You know, eating his food and drinking his drinks. You can pick
yep.
one up there. Harry Good's got them. Strike Zone, and of course, Kayak by Bo's got them too. So you can definitely. Pick them up when you're in town. Pick them up and get them rigged up.
Awesome. And is your website up and functional at the moment?
What I've gotten from Houston, my control panel, yes, it is. If not, it will soon be up. We had a bit of a downtime. You know, I had a George Poveroma did a nice little spell for us on his show this, last week, and you know, so I think we've gotten we're getting it back into control. Got it spun out of control for a little bit, but we're back. We're getting it back together. So, yep, you can always check it out there. And, of course, Facebook's probably the best way to see what a bunch of different people and the way they've rigged it up and really get a good view of all the different things that we've got going on. So
that's awesome,
man. I'll be out there. I'm looking forward just to hanging and seeing people and talking, you know, talking to everybody and meeting all these different folks from the chat room and people that I've talked to on the phone and emails and stuff and getting to see what the getting down with the boondoggle, man.
Yeah, man, it's what it's all about. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know you're going to enjoy yourself out there.
For sure.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, man. So, yep, just, you know, give me a shout.
Really?
Say hello. Come check out what we've got. And, you know, make sure we'll, you know, take your pictures of the fish on a ruler. And you could be the next big fish bounty hunter.
We'll have to give you guys a call from the Cars Park area there for Fishing Florida Radio Saturday morning at 6 to 9 o'clock.
Please do. 7:40
the game.
Down to the Miami Boat Show, but I'm sure Steve would love to have as many people call him as possible so he doesn't have to talk to Boudreaux for too long.
Yeah, really. I mean, I sat next to Boudreaux for about 5 minutes once, and that was 5 minutes too long, but... No, Boudreaux's a good guy, man. I'm just playing.
No,
he's like to give him a bunch of crap.
I had a cool article about him on that Ron Presley did for him on Coastal Angler magazine here. So
yeah, I saw that. That was good.
Cool. Yeah, man, great one. So.
Good deal, man. Well, yeah, like I said, folks, if you don't know Captain Mike Ortego, he is one of the three amigos from the Fishing Florida radio show that airs every Saturday morning live from 6 to 9. Here locally at 740thegame.com, I mean 740 the game on the AM station or 740thegame.com. You can also catch their show via podcast and also live on their website, fishingforwardradio.com. It streams on iHeartRadio as well. And I think I pretty much hit it all. Tacklewebs.com. Don't forget to check them out. Get involved in the Big Fish Bounty. You won't want to miss out on that. And we'll see you, Mike, on Friday.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
guys,
brother.
Everybody who's traveling, man, be safe, and thanks for all the support.
Absolutely. Take it easy, brother.
See ya.
See ya. So there you go. And speaking of driving safe, yeah, all you guys that are on your way down here, take your time, man. Boondoggle will be here for you. No need in trying to rush and drive tired or any of that kind of stuff. I don't want to hear of anybody having any issues on the roadway to get down to the boondoggle. Real quick, something that you guys might want to think about: if you own a drift sock, or if you don't and you have a 5 gallon bucket you wish to drill some holes in, do so and bring it with you, because you're going to need it. Chip is doing a show on Thursday to answer that question, but anyway, yeah, bring a drift sock if you got one. If not, there'll be a few drift socks available at Kayaks by Bow. I know we've got a few left. I'm being told to hit a button, so I'm going to hit a button. I'm going to hit a good button. Hang on a second. My favorite button. There may be some of this going on.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yep, so, are you serious right now? Don't ever push buttons on my show ever again. You fail. You're fired. Girls just want to have fun, huh? It's all right, Wheeler. I know where there's a garden hose, and I can fill your kayak full of water. So, on a more serious note, let's see. And you guys thought I was done with the door prizes. Nope. I forgot American Eagle Canoes, donating a canoe for us to give away. We also have a trolling motor package to give away. I also have a native watercraft a native redfish to give away. And I have a Jackson Cruise 12 to give away. And in case you guys are curious as to how this is all going to work, and yeah, basically, you're going to walk up to the table or whatever, and you're going to say, I would like to buy that sticker, please. Each sticker will be labeled in a different denomination, and you will say, I would like one of those, and I will hand you a sticker, and you will give me your money, and we will hand you tickets and say thank you very much for your purchase of the sticker. If you want to get in on winning one of the two kayaks or the canoe or the Orca cooler or the trolling motor, you need to buy a $5 sticker. It'll be a special one. It'll be a different color than the rest of the stickers. There will be buckets available for you to drop your sticker, your ticket into, and so you can pick kind of what you want to try and win. If you should decide to try and win the redfish, I'm going to pre-warn you, it's going to be a very long evening for you, because all you have to do is buy a single $5 sticker to get your free ticket to win the redfish kayak. And you have to play rock, paper, scissors against everybody else who wants to win that same boat. So that's not my rules. That's Woody's rules from Native Watercraft, who will be there joining us, having a good time. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see who wins the rock, paper, scissors to win the redfish. But I'm looking forward to seeing this American Eagle canoe. I'm going to pick it up on Wednesday. We got a pile of stuff, man, to give away, as you guys heard earlier. I can't thank those sponsors enough. Please, 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 if you win something from the door prizes, make sure to go on whoever it is Facebook page in which you won the stuff from and thank them very much for their donation to the Boondoggle. My plan is to see every Boondoggle grow from here on out. That's my plan. We'll see what the plan is at the end of the day, but that's my plan. And I'd like to see the door prizes get bigger and bigger and better as we go along. And the only way for that to happen is for you guys to, you know, take 5 minutes of your day and thank these sponsors. So, you know, please do so. It's very, very important to me that you guys do that. Let's see. There's no limitation on how many stickers you can buy. If you decide you want to buy enough stickers to cover, you know, your beer fridge, your trailer, or whatever, feel free. I'll put it to you this way. The stickers will be available as long as the stickers are there. And then when the tickets are gone, they're gone. So let's try and burn through two rolls of tickets. That would be pretty cool. I'd like to see that many stickers out and about. So we can't do that, Melita, on the radio. And I think I discussed with you why we can't. But because we are at Cars Park, there's some guidelines and some rules we must adhere to. And if you have any questions on to where any of the proceeds from the sticker buying is going to go to, feel free to message me on Facebook. But I think if anybody has been to a Boondoggle in the past, you know where it's going, and it is what it is. But we can't word anything like that. Yeah, so whatever. Thanks for bringing it up. But awkward. So, yeah, that's that. Yeah, I don't know. What else you got? You got anything, Wheeler? When are you coming down, buddy?
The moment I hang up the phone on the Wednesday night show.
Nice. We'll take your time getting down here, brother.
I should be meeting up with Stan and Holly in Georgia. That's the plan for right now. We should be pulling in probably around 10. So, good morning.
Chris is asking if we have a Boondoggle mascot. No. But not that I know of. I mean, you could pick one of the 15,000 manatees that live in the area, or a gator or something if you want to. I don't really know. The tickets will be available. We'll start doing tickets for dinner tickets, raffle tickets, or sorry, door prize tickets, will be available on Friday. We'll start selling them on Friday. The dinner tickets can be available. It doesn't matter. Whenever you think you want to buy a dinner ticket or whatever. I'm actually going to talk with Christina tomorrow at Cars Park and see if we can work that out to where she handles that part of it, because I'd love for nothing more than for me to not have to deal with it, because I've already got enough on my plate. So it is what it is. Is there a walk-in cooler there? I don't know. That would be a good question to ask. Christina, you can contact her, and more than 10 dozen. Melita's bringing down the cupcake brigade. We're going to have cupcakes for everybody, man. We'll be dancing around being silly with cupcakes and liquor. anyway, let him eat cake. Yeah. I don't know. Anybody have an idea of what the mascot would be? Did we have a mascot in Virginia Beach?
Nothing I can think of.
You know what the mascot in Virginia Beach should have been? This fictitious flounder that you guys say you have. But you know that probably sounds like a good one. Listen, I'm going to be straight up honest with everybody. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to be straight up honest with everybody. When you come down here to Florida and you want to fish, for this particular boondoggle, depending upon the wind and everything, nobody has any. You're local, Arlie. It doesn't count. Nobody has any excuses why you shouldn't catch something. There's plenty of places to go, plenty of different places to hit. I'll have maps for everybody when you get there to show you the entire wildlife refuge area. Just have fun. If you catch fish, you catch fish. Awesome. You know, it'll be a bonus if you don't get a chance to get out and get a bunch of fish. So what? Just have a good time, hang out, and enjoy it. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of you guys to be able to come down here and camp at Cars Park and hang out at the shores of the Motor Zone. I think we're going to. I don't know. Pepe was planning on doing something pretty cool, and I don't know if he's still planning on it or not. Is he still in the chat room? I don't know if he is or not. Let's see if he pipes up. But he was talking about doing something pretty sweet for a few lucky folks. Well, yeah, he's typing something. Let's see what he says. Yes, are you still planning on doing that, Pepe? Quickly. Type. Now. Well, there's a delay, isn't there, Mark?
Yeah, I got kicked off the server and it reconnected me and did a bunch of other stuff. So I think we're blowing up the Blog Talk Radio server. So
yeah, that's cool. I'm down with it. Whatever. Even my brother's joining us in the chat room there tonight. That's pretty awesome, man. I'm glad you showed up, bro. That's cool. Let's see. Pepe, if the winds are right. Okay, well, if the winds are right, Pepe has the ability of taking two lucky people to a very unique launch spot up there in the NASA side of things. So, no, dibs do not work out for anybody who's local, so you can forget it. The only person who gets to go, the only people who get to go are out-of-towners. So tough, and I don't know how we're going to figure that out. Maybe we'll get a bunch of names and we'll put them in a hat and, you know, just pull out two names and go with it. If the wind is right. Yeah, there you go, NASA Causeway. So for those of you who don't know, NASA Causeway will save you 4 miles of paddling one direction to get to some of the best fishing in the No Motor Zone. So that's a huge help. Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah, I don't think so. Not again. But we have GPS, Pepe. That's funny. Yeah, so there you go. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. We're going to have a good time. If you come down here and don't have a good time, it's your own fault. I think I have done just about everything within my power to try and set this thing up to be a success. So, also, real quick, if the winds blow and the weather's crummy and you can't get out on the water, there's softball fields there, there's tennis courts there, there's basketball courts there, there's racquetball there, there's putt-putt golf, there is...
Dollar beers.
Yeah, Lord knows that's the truth. There'll be plenty of food. Don't forget that my good friend Brad Ball from Inshore Powerboats and also from the Orlando Reaper / Hummer dealership will have his electric cars that will be out there that are street legal that do 45 miles an hour. They look like one looks like a miniature Hummer. The other one looks like a little dune buggy type thing. You can check those things out. I got confirmation today that Tom Mitz of Mitzi Skiffs, formerly of Mitzi Skiffs, who is now the owner proprietor of Solo Skiff, will be out there to hang out with us, show off the Solo Skiff. If you guys haven't seen that, check it out on Facebook or look it up online there, and it's a pretty cool little deal. Neat little boat. You can either use it without a motor or put a little small kicker motor on it, which is pretty cool. Also, the custom Ginu guys that bring the No Motor Zone special to the world. Those guys will be there. If you want to pick the brain of the guys that build probably one of the coolest, for lack of a better term, canoes that's out there. It's like a canoe on steroids. If you're not familiar with the Ginu company, check them out. They'll be there hanging out with us during the weekend. We've got some folks who are going to come and just kind of hang out, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you have any questions, comments, concerns between now and then, please feel free to send me a message on Facebook, and I'll try to answer them the best I can. Other than that, that's pretty much all I got, man. I appreciate everybody. Man, I can't believe the amount of folks that joined us tonight in the chat room. I still have 40 people in there, and it's 9:15. Great show. It's definitely a record for me for doing Kayak Fishing Radio. So this is the largest show that I think I've ever done. I definitely appreciate that as far as people in the chat room is concerned. I'd be interested to see what the numbers actually are for tonight's show. Definitely appreciate everyone that's in the chat room. Give a shout-out to everybody real quick. 51 Beach Bum, Rob DeVore, Battalion. We got Captain Alex. We got Chasing Reds. We got Doc Redfish, Double Dip, Fish and Chef. Which Fish and Chef, I'm looking forward to dining on whatever it is you plan on cooking down here, brother. So looking forward to that. Fish One, we got a bunch of guests. Guests for future reference, if you want to jump into the show and do and get involved in the chat room and you know, whatever banter craziness that goes on in there, log on with your Facebook page. It's easy. Engineer Mr. Wade, the mayor of the Thousand Islands, he's in there. Jarhead, we've got Josh Schlager, we got Josh Tidwell, we got Mike Ortigo twice, that's cool, special. Paul, previously of the Jackson Kayak Fishing Team. Inside joke for those that aren't in Space Coast Kayak Anglers, I'll explain it at the Boondoggle if you wish. Randy English, I forgot, man. Damn, Randy English donated something to the Boondoggle Door Prizes, folks. He donated a star rod with a Quantum Cabo baitcaster, a left-handed version. So, that's another $400 or $500 combo right there. Salt Warrior, I'm hoping that you're bringing some bugs, brother. If you can't, man, let me know. But looking forward to maybe dining on some mud bugs. Spazzy, of course, you're in there. Steve Dittman. Tom, Kai Swebo, Yak Chum, Yak City, a Bakowski, my brother Dominic Levi is in there. Appreciate it, brother. Fishing for Reds, Handicapped Mike. You're out of control. If you guys haven't seen Mike's picture of himself in the what I will call the official Boondoggle motorboat, check it out on the Space Coast Kayak Angler page. It's pretty awesome. GPS Wish Fish, whatever, GPSW Fish. Peppy, Chris, Arlie, Chris,
and Yak Groupie, Melita. You guys are all awesome. Thank you so much. Isn't the boat... Yeah, that's the one that's been stuck at 42 for like 7 years. Mike climbed out of his kayak into the boat and drove that thing like he owned it. It was awesome. But anyway, cool. So let's see. What else? Anything else you can hit real quick? Friday, let's see. Real quick, let's just go over a timeline of events once again for anybody who joined in late. Wednesday, if you guys decide you would like to, if you're coming in on Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon after you're done fishing, Kayaks by Bo will have a little open house Wednesday night. Thursday night, open house at Handler Fishing Supply. There'll be some beers and finger foods to be had there. Also some deals on clothing and whatnot. We'll have deals at Kayaks by Bo as well. We'll have packs of Mission Fish and Jigs for $2 a pack. It's pretty cheap. It's $2 off. So jump on those while they last. And then DOA products, buy two, get one free. So that'll be cool. And then, let's see, Friday night's a meet and greet. Cars Park will be doing hamburgers and hot dogs and dollar beers and chips and soda. Dollar beers will flow all weekend until they're gone. Saturday night's dinner is with Sonny's Barbecue, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. If you want a ticket to the Sonny's Barbecue deal, I'm going to see if we can't just set that up to be done in the camp store there at Cars. What else? Sunday is typically our potluck. And so with having 200-300 people, however many end up actually showing up, I don't know if a potluck is really that great of an idea as far as trying to get everybody to get together. And are we selling Kayaks by Bo lures at Cars? What? Oh, the lures from Kayaks by Bo at Cars Park? No, you got to go to Car. You got to go to Kayaks by Bo to buy those deals, get those deals. But anyway. Which if you're going to go to the Mosquito Lagoon, you're going to drive past it anyhow, so you might as well stop in and say hello. Sunday, like I say, we'll play it by ear. But Cars Park's willing to do hamburgers and hot dogs as much as we could possibly stand to stuff our faces with them. I know there's going to be some folks. I talked to, again, Tom from Solo Skiff. He plans on cooking a bunch of food up and giving some food away and whatnot, and there'll be some other guys, I think Brad Ball's planning on bringing out his smoker and some Boston Butts and whatnot, so... It'll be a lot of fun, man. That's it. That's what it's all about, having a good time and getting out there and meeting new people. And, you know, can't thank Mark and Adam. Mark Wananabe and Adam Hayes from YakAngler.com. And, of course, Chip Gibson, the godfather of kayak fishing radio, the gentleman who started this whole crazy nonsense. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a boondoggle. So, you know, appreciate it, gentlemen. Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
And, again, you know, thank those gentlemen whenever you see them there at the boondoggle. You know, it's their event. You know, I just helped put it together. That's all that is. So, you know, we couldn't do it without those gentlemen. And, yeah, that's it, man. It's going to be fun. Don't worry about bringing a whole bunch of rations with you. If you need rations, there's stores locally, and then also too, Cars Park store's got a bunch of stuff in it as well. That's pretty much it. Folks, I'm done. And tomorrow night, don't forget about the Double L show. I'll try and call in to Double L show while I'm drinking Jack and Ginger's sitting by the fire. And maybe we'll see if I can't, you know, stumble out a word or two. But that's about all I got. I want to thank all my personal sponsors real quick. Jackson Kayaks, Bending Branches Paddles, Orca Coolers, of course, Captain Mike Ortego with Tackle Webs. Clear your deck for battle and get your fish on. Yeah. Is that it? That's all I got? Slacking. No. Yeah. Whatever. I'm over it. All right, people. Take it easy. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you want to contact me and ask me anything, feel free to do so. That's it. This has been another broadcast brought to you by Red Fish Chuck. And once I find my button, I'm getting out of here. Mark Wheeler, drive safe, brother.
All right, man. See you there.
Yeah, man. Take it easy. And everybody, good night. Trey, Logan, sleep well. Jessica, thank you, sweetheart, for being the most amazing wife ever and letting me do this for the last 4 months, which is organize this fiasco we love to call the boondoggle. And with that, I'm out. Good night. Maybe. I hit the wrong button. Good night.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.